All right, injuries. Flexor Cox has a concussion. Michael Kendricks, a concussion. They will not practice today. We'll just go through the protocol of that the league's given us for concussions. Foles was put on IR with a broken hand, and then we brought Dixon back to add to the to fill that spot, and he gives us an opportunity to work in as another defensive tackle in there. So look forward to the challenge of playing the Giants in New York. Two good NFC East football teams playing each other, right? So be fun. Time's yours.
What stages are
No stage right now. I mean, they're going through all their exam stuff right now. So,
do you have an idea? A feel like you did with Salek, maybe that they're not as bad as the other ones were. Or?
Nah, I mean, right now it looks like Cox is a little worse than Kendrick, but I can't tell you. He's got a headache today, but he also has a migraine. So if it's we don't know, they're evaluating that to see what's what there, but they'll go through the protocol and just see what happens with it. Akeem.
Andy, have you at all thought about this week could be it for you as a coach here?
I really haven't. I mean, I'm spending my time getting ready for New York. I want to make sure we play well, play better than we've been playing, so. Coach better and play better. So that's really where my energy's gone.
Do you think it is a possibility, though?
I haven't gone there. I haven't gone there. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to get through this game and make sure my football team's ready to go.
Andy, your first team D tackle without Cox would be Derek?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Landry. Yep.
Michael admitted he's Cox's rookie season here.
I think he's done some good things, learned a lot. He's got a bright future, good football player.
Michael admitted he'd probably be a little rusty. It's certainly been a while since he played. Is the thought to kind of maybe ease him in, or is just full board ahead?
He's gonna go in and go. We're not gonna rotate him, if that's what you mean. So we'll have him in and let him play. And I think he's looking forward to that part.
With only a week left, how much does it help having a guy like Antonio Dixon, who's played here before, and can kind of plug and play with him?
Yeah, well, he'll know most of the terminology, and we'll just see. We'll see how much he actually plays. I haven't put all the active list together in that, but I presume if he's in good shape, that he'll have an opportunity to step in and do a couple things.
How about for Mike? He hasn't played in 6-7 weeks here. Do you expect him to be a little rusty, or do you expect him to just be fit right in?
Well, we'll see how it goes. I want to see him in practice, see how he does. He sure looked sharp the last couple weeks. He didn't do much 2 weeks ago, but this past week he got in, moved around a little bit, and he looked pretty good. So we'll see how he does. But again, the speed of the game will be different than this practice, and might take him a minute to get going, but. He's been doing it for a long time, so maybe it won't take as long as what we all think.
Andy, what was his reaction to getting the chance to be able to start working out?
Yeah, he was excited. He was excited. I think sitting there as a backup and the guys razzing him a little bit last week, I think that made this even more fun for him to have a chance to get back in and play.
Last week you said you were going to limit LeSean a little bit. He did have those 13 carries. Any limitations on him this week?
I'll keep an eye on him, but I think we've got a nice little rotation. We've got guys we're getting in there and playing, so I'd include Deion in that mix. So,
how much of that all do you stress the opportunity to knock the Giants out of the playoffs?
And not probably not as much that as just having an opportunity to get better. And we understand what the repercussions are if we beat them, we understand all that. But they've got one of those unique scenarios that have to fall into place for them. So we're going in to try to better ourselves, play better than what we've been playing.
How did Kirk Bowman grade out in that last game?
He did all right. Yeah, not bad.
He's still going to stay in the start?
Yeah, he'll be in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Andy, when you took this job 14 years ago, did you think at the time, you know what, that I could be here a really long time? Did you think you'd be at this point where you are today in the sense that 14 years is a long time in the NFL to be a head coach, to have this kind of success?
Yeah, you know, those aren't, you don't think of those things. You don't, your mind never goes there. It's one day at a time. And that's how you go about it. You really don't look into the future. You don't look back. I mean, that's not while you're in the mix with things. There's plenty of time to do that when you're done. And so you're always trying to better yourself and better the football team and better your coaches and so on. So,
is that hard to do? Do you have to catch yourself sometimes? Is that a hard thing to do? I mean, it's almost human nature.
It's really not.
No.
No, it's really not. Yeah. It's really not a big deal.
Okay. Take it back.
Well, we the game. You know, we finished with a win, and you know, we've had a couple since then that we finished up the quarter. The other team started fast. We've been playing a catch-up game, and we just didn't take care of business in the end.
And you don't like to go there as far as the future. But if you, what kind of a decision would it be? You know, coming back next year between Vic and Foles.
That's not where I'm at. I haven't got that far. We're cramming in all this during, the holidays here of getting ourselves ready to play. And I can honestly tell you that's where all the emphasis is going. I haven't gone to that. There's plenty of time after the season to take care of all that.
How's the Beal game?
He'll practice today.
He'll
practice today.
Is it Beal back at tight end, or is he still taking it?
Well, he's doing both, yeah. Yeah. He's been doing that all along.
How was your Christmas? This was probably a much different one than you had in the past.
Yeah, well, listen, I had a good Christmas. I was around family, so I had a good Christmas. And, I know there are a lot of people that are out there that weren't as fortunate. We're going through some real trials and tribulations at this time, and my heart goes out to them. But I was fortunate to hang with my family and enjoy them.
So. Dixon's been out for a while. Do you expect him to be able to play on Sunday?
We'll see. We'll just see how I've got to get him out here and see how he moves around. And, you know, his weight's down low and fairly low. I mean, so we'll see how he does.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yep.